to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. So most women can't resist a good gossip. I disagree. But it seems discussing other people is more than just an enjoyable pastime amongst girlfriends. More women have a basic involuntary need to voice concerns about others to their peers. This is according to a new book, and I believe that they have conducted their studies in order to see that. And I do have my sister joining me on the line, Sister Mwaka, who's going to be helping us speak about all things why women gossip. My sister, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. How are you?
I am good. And you, before we start, can you please pray for us?
All right. Let's have a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you yet again for another opportunity you have given us to discuss matters that pertain to our lives, but also pertain to our salvation. And for that reason, we ask for your Holy Spirit to be with us, that he might lead us into all truth, just as you promised us in your word that he would. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. As we start, can I please declare that I do not gossip? Well, I just voiced my opinions, you know.
I get.
So, my sister, what is gossip? First thing first, why do we have to have a discussion about gossip, and why do we have this phrase that is called gossip or loose lips? Because we're just talking to you. We're not really gossiping. But what is gossip? In case someone does not understand what gossip is.
So, you know, I kept trying to find like a definition of what gossip really is. What really is gossip?
Yeah.
And my favorite outtake of all this was, it's basically revealing personal or sensational facts about someone else.
Okay.
So gossip is basically revealing personal or sensational facts about someone else. Or another definition was bearing bad news about someone behind their back. Mm-hmm. So gossip is often sharing information about someone else, information that more often than not has nothing to do with you. Mm. Yeah. Mm. But it's basically sharing, revealing personal information about someone else in their absence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So why this one, I always argue, and I was like, we are actually not the worst gossipers, men are. But anyway, it's okay, because someone, when I said this earlier on, they're like, no, research has shown. Okay, since research has shown that, why do women like to gossip?
You know, to be honest, I don't know. I don't know why women. There's just something about spilling the tea, you know?
There's just something.
Yeah, but more often than not, the whole process of gossiping is usually, like, it never has good motives at its heart. It's never just a conversation. Gossip oftentimes never has good reasons. The motive is nearly always dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's mostly often to degrade somebody else, to reveal stuff about someone that they trusted you with. It's often sharing news that, in all honesty, the other person wouldn't want shared. Why women do that, why people generally do that,
mm-hmm.
I must be honest, I also don't know.
Yeah.
And all I know is the fact of gossip is that it's never out of good motives. Most of the time, it's never out of good motives.
Yeah. And I always argue that, well, men do that more than us. And I'm always, you know, and men have the most tea than us, hey? Because as you find that, you know, we have we have 80% of the issue. Men have over 180% of the issue. I'm like, How do you know much more information more than me? Because me are only you know. But nonetheless, research is otherwise. And I think women know more or gossip more because we talk a lot. Men tend to keep quiet
about
and they observe, and then they hear something and then they keep quiet. You find that now you're speaking to your partner, your husband, about something that happened in March, but now they already know even the conclusion.
They already knew.
You
in
know?
March.
You know, we're not just. But yes, men should just agree that they are the gossipers, not us. Anyway, so what does God say about gossiping? You know, does he say it's okay, you know, we can voice our opinions, or he's strictly against that?
Yeah, you know what, while you were saying, I actually think it's true. Several council, especially of my, and inspired writing by Ellen White, has much to say about gossip. I would really encourage, like, even just to search up the word gossip on its own would bring up a lot of places to read up on. So one of the points I saw sometime was talking about this lady, she was Sister Blank, and how she always found herself gossiping because she's someone of much talk, so much so that you end up talking about other people's business because you're always talking, and so you run out of sensible things to say and you just end up talking. So perhaps it's true that the fact that on a general scale women are more chatty, they tend to find themselves chatting about someone else's business. But what does God say about gossip? What are his thoughts about gossip? My mind quickly wanders to Proverbs 11, 12 and 13, especially in 13. But 12 says, "He that is void of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds peace. A talebearer reveals secret, but he that is faithful conceals the matter." And from Proverbs, when we start from verse 12, we actually see that being a trustworthy person is an outpouring of wisdom. It comes from someone who is wise, and God has always given us counsel to be wise. So being someone who's trustworthy, concealing matters, keeping secrets, you know, and sometimes even just avoiding gossip shows that you're someone who's wise, as God has always given us counsel. But perhaps the most scary part of all this is found in Romans chapter 1, verse 29 to 32. And I'll quickly read it. Let me read it from the New King James Version of the Bible. I love how simplified it is. And so verse 29 says, "Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit," which is often a part of gossip, "evil-mindedness, they are whisperers." You know, some translations say they are gossipers, they are backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. You know, sometimes in the process of gossip, you end up adding a little spice here and there. You know, you spice up the story. The Bible says, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. Because sometimes the stuff that we say, it really doesn't show mercy to someone else. "Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them." I read this and I said, whoa, hold up. Really? Like, God actually says that people that are of deceit, people that are whisperers, backbiters, inventors of evil things, untrustworthy, unmerciful, are deserving of death. But not only those who practice, but also those who approve of them. There is danger. You might not be the one sharing, but there's also danger in just sitting down to listen. You know, sometimes you say, "No, but I didn't say anything." But how could you just, and how could you sit and listen to someone talk to me like that, about me like that, you know? And so God finds absolutely no pleasure in gossip. It should be in Thessalonians, where he counsels us on the kind of words that we should speak. Our words should be seasoned with grace, you know, and that's what God wants us to be. Words can genuinely build, and words can also genuinely destroy. God wants us to invest our words in speaking kindness and not speaking evil. Paul gives us counsel in Romans that gossip, people that gossip and people that approve of the practice of gossip are deserving of death. Quite scary, actually.
True scary. So with what you're saying, Sister Mwaka, is it now that we're supposed to learn that if you are in the midst of your girls there, you're having your tea, you're having your brunch, and then someone starts and say, have you heard, Sister Zanet? You're supposed to call them to order and like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Or you're supposed to walk away.
You know, the thing with walking away is you've saved yourself, mm-hmm. but you haven't really done much for your friends.
Mm.
So, yeah, like, it would be best to actually say, but guys, look, I don't think it would be good for us to have such a conversation about someone, you know, such things.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's the wise thing would actually not only to save yourself, but help save your friends as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, ne. I think it's interesting. So, but then someone would say, no, man, as much as we gossiped, it was not a bad thing. You know, we did something good. Is gossip always bad? Is gossip always bad? Or some gossip is actually quite good. You know, fella, there we're discussing a very important issue. important issue.
I was a med student, and one of a key thing in medicine is that it's never always something. Like, if I ask you a question, this condition always presents like that.
Mm.
The answer is false because it's never always something,
okay.
You know? And so when I hear this question, my medical mind quickly tells me it's never always A. Like, it's never always. There are always exceptions to something. And, well, that's actually true. Sometimes gossip isn't necessarily bad, and that's because it comes back to the motive. The motive behind is mostly what determines the intent and what determines how bad something actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes a name might pop up in a conversation, a deed that once happened might pop up in a conversation. At your heart of hearts, you know you meant no harm in perhaps mentioning what you mentioned. You meant no ill, you had no bad motives. And the God who sees the heart would genuinely understand. He would genuinely see, because that's God, you know. However, like we mentioned earlier on, most of the time, our motives are never good. And so if we could avoid it as much as we possibly can, let's do so. Something true about gossip is that, like we read in Romans, it's a sin, just like sexual immorality, you know, murder and the like. So which means it's something we're going to need to fight the same way we fight every other sin. It involves surrender. It involves admitting that there's a problem. It involves surrender, and it involves asking the power of Jesus Christ to help us overcome the problem of gossip. It's not always bad, but it's something that we should strive to avoid as much as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are people that can't just help it. Like, they can't just help it because they have to always say something, you know. Can they be helped? I know we can always go to God and fix that and pray to Him about that. But can they be helped? Are there other ways in which, you know, they can actually stop? Because others shame. Even the slightest thing, they've turned it into something else. And as you're saying there, you know, we actually even add spice. Earlier on when I was speaking about this, and I was like, as women, we even have facial expressions, you know, when we even add and make the news to be so juicy and stuff like that. But can we be helped, or it's just, it's okay, man. Like, let's just let it be.
You know, for as long as there is breath running through your lungs, there is a possibility of hope. Like, for as long as there is breath, there is hope. So everyone can be helped. I can be helped. You can be helped. Someone else can be helped. And it starts perhaps with helping them see that it's a problem. Because I'm not going to accept help if I actually don't even see that there's a problem. Helping them see that there's a problem. You know, you tell your friend, like, but fam, the only thing you ever do is talk about people.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, something I always say, never ever neglect the power of prayer. Never ever neglect the power of prayer. Pray for people. Sometimes we're too quick to judge people we haven't even mentioned to the throne. So pray for people. Pray for people. And another thing is, remember when we mentioned that sometimes don't just save yourself, save the other person. The reason they keep gossiping is because there's always an ear to hear.
Yes.
So if you make yourself, if you close your ears, it's going to help the person close their mouth.
Mm.
So you could place yourself in a position that you help them by helping yourself not listen, you know, by helping yourself tell them, no, I'm not going to engage in a conversation about someone else because I wouldn't want someone else sharing my business like that, you know. So, yeah. Mm. So there's always hope. For as long as there's breath, there is hope.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm really appreciating that as long as you, whenever you talk, if there's someone to listen, you will always have something to say. And we know of situations or things where when now you start walking away, for example, if you don't have the courage, you know, to tell them otherwise, you would walk away and people are like, ah, that one, don't even bother. You can't even say anything when she's around, you know, because we've already created that barrier. Don't, when I'm here, you're not going to speak about someone else. But as before we wrap up, my sister, is it okay if, for example, someone comes to you and says, who did you hear? Sister Zanele has done 1, 2, 3, 4. Is it okay for you to call me and like Sister Zanele, and then you call the person, you're like, Judy, come here. This one said this one. Is that a wise thing to do, or is it just going to be creating more issues?
You know, scripture admonishes us to say, as much as you possibly can, live at peace with all people. So I'm thinking right now, if someone's talking about me and someone calls me, like right in their presence, and says, come listen to what Sister Zanele was saying about you, I don't think that's a situation that would create peace, you know, like, I would probably hate you because like, oh, so she was talking about me and whatnot. And I feel like you are just trying to protect yourself. You're trying to save yourself from the, and mostly it's just trying to look like the good one. You know, you're trying to be the good one, but let's remember that we are to be each other's keepers. You're not only supposed to watch out for me, but watch out for the other person as well. So it might seem like it's befitting at the moment to call up someone and tell them, look, this is what Mwaka was saying about you. In fact, I want Mwaka to say it in your face. But that's just stirring up trouble. That's fluffing up the feathers and causing dust that you could have solved in a different manner, I believe.
Sis Mwaka, I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for us that we may stop discussing other people and their issues? We may stop voicing our opinions and honestly, let's not, we may stop gossiping, you know, and if there's something that can be done, we do it. And not add spice where there's no spice needed. Yeah.
All right. Oh, before I close, just a word. My therapist often says every time I find myself, so it's his prayer that when he talks about someone's business, he then goes to God and say, because I talked about them, may you bless them. So like, we could actually adopt that as well. Like,
yep, true.
Every time you talk about someone, pray for them. In fact, pray for a blessing, like pray for a blessing because you've talked about someone. But as we're closing off, let's have a quick word of prayer.
Yes, please.
Heavenly Father, we again want to say thank you so, so much for being with us in this discussion. It's true, Lord, that sometimes we tend to use this tongue that you gave us to build and to worship. We tend to use it to destroy and to displease you, you who made us in your own image. Father, we just want to ask that may you please forgive us for even such sins that we initially did not think was the same as murder or sexual immorality and all that. We just pray, Father, Lord, that that blood that was shed on the cross may wash us and purify us. And having been cleansed, Jehovah, hold our hands and lead us through. May your Holy Spirit hold our tongues, that every time we're about to utter a word about someone, a word that is going to destroy, hold us back, O God, and convict us. Convict us, Father, because we are your children. Help us live a life that you want us to live. Bless everyone that was listening, and bless those that are going to listen as well later on. All in all, may our names be found written in your precious book of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Somwaka, thank you so much. I cannot over express the gratitude that we have for all you always, you know, availing yourself to come through and speak to us and you know, and help us learn. In fact, as we wrap up, there's a quote that has come through from one of our listeners from Eleanor Roosevelt, saying that great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, small minds discuss people.
Oh, God, give me a great mind.
right. So we thank you to the listener for that wonderful one. But my sister, thank you. Me and you, you know, we have great minds. You don't discuss people, me and you.
We discuss ideas. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sister Mwaka. Have yourself a blessed day.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day too. Amen. Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. AWR.
And on the seventh day, he rests from everything that he has done. And it takes a whole day, which is the seventh day, to be a resting day.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, creation is not complete until there is a seventh day in which God does nothing.
Mm.
This and more on Glorious Morning, only on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.